The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 20th of January, and it is a beautiful day here in Margate. I am sitting in Janet's palatial office doing the broadcast show from Save-A-Lot, and Janet happens to be up in the Delray area at the Greenland store where she is broadcasting from. And we'll be there to help customers decide what they would like to do with their health from 11 to 2. But let me first bring on Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And how is the weather up in Delray?
Awesome, sunshiny, beautiful, clear blue skies, wonderful, wonderful weather.
Just what we expect here in the great state of Florida in the southeast, for sure. I know you've arranged for a very, very special guest, one of my favorites who we've had on the air before. And he represents a company who I hold personally in very high esteem for the different products they produce and the benefits that are derived from using the products. And we're going to have the opportunity today to learn about some of the fine products from this company, as well as hear about the benefits of using some of those great products. So, Janet, I am going to turn it over to you.
Okay. And I am not absolutely certain that our guest is on the line with us, but I will introduce Dr. Michael Smith, and he is the senior health scientist for Life Extension, and he's a radio personality. He's a TV personality. He has articles that he's written for many different magazines. He lectures in a variety of different venues. So much incredibly broad background and so much passion, literally, for all of the natural health supporting work that he does. And he's a graduate of the University of Texas, Southwest Medical Center in Dallas. And he has been very much associated with contributing to a variety of research, advanced research at the Life Extension Foundation. The Life Extension Foundation, I think people who are familiar with Life Extension know that they can rely on Life Extension for the kind of cutting-edge research that opens up so many doors, so many different pathways to approaching good health so many different ways. Yes, we need diet and lifestyle changes, but I don't necessarily know if everyone realizes that they can support those diet and lifestyle changes with quality supplements. And Life Extension brings to the marketplace the kind of quality supplementation that allows people to focus very, very specifically on their health issues, eradicating those health issues, and then specifically focusing on their health goals. So, unfortunately, I don't know yet if our guest has joined us.
I believe he is.
Yay! Hi, Dr. Michael Smith. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
And thank you so much.
So please share with our listeners anything that I left out as far as your background and what you'd like our listeners to know.
I'm a dog lover. I've owned dogs all my life, and I like to train them for hospital settings and stuff. And I'm training a border collie right now named Edie to be a therapy dog. So that's kind of what I do on my side as well. But everything else you said, I agree with, and I appreciate the wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so excited to hear about your work as a dog trainer to be a therapy dog. Tell our listeners a little bit about what a therapy dog might do.
Well, they do, you know, this is funny, we're going to talk about this. I didn't know, but this is great. So there are lots of different organizations that are looking for a different variety of dogs to do a variety of different things, right? So in the case of an actual hospital setting, there's a couple of different ways dogs are used. One, and this is the primary way, the dogs will actually go room to room in the hospital wards where there's more stable patients, and they'll actually just go into the room. They'll lay on the bed with the patients. They'll lick their hands and their face, and the patients just get the pet. So it's a very calming type of situation for the family, for the patient, because it's no fun, right, being in hospital. So, and that's so the dog I'm training now, Edie, is being trained to get up on a bed very gently, and they learn how to lay in the bed without disturbing the tubes. You have to get them used to the tubes, to the sounds, to the smells. So it's just kind of this overall program. But the goal is for a dog like Edie to be able to literally be let loose on the hospital floor, and she just does her thing room to room. And when she wants to leave another room, that's up to her. She goes to the next one. Where she goes, these dogs that are trained this way, they have this natural instinct to kind of like smell out or figure out who needs the most comforting, and they go to that room, and the nurses will tell you, it's amazing. They will tell you that dog just went to the room that person needed the most. Isn't that, I don't know how they do that, but they figure it out. And then the other training that we do is specifically having a dog present when somebody is going through, say, physical therapy. Let's say you have somebody who's had a stroke, and they're trying to get some movement back, some flexibility back, some range of motion back. You have the dog present during those exercises, and in some cases, with some of the smarter dogs, like the border collies, the labs, the shepherds, they'll actually do some of the exercises, some of the stretching. Like, so when the patient is being stretched with their legs in a stroke therapy situation, the dog will follow and kind of stretch their paws out and play a role in just bringing comfort and just companionship during some of those painful and stressful, you know, therapies. So it's really exciting. I'm just somebody who identifies dogs, and I bring them to these people. There are professionals that actually do all the training and that know how to really get the dog and the family together in a hospital setting. So it's fascinating work, and thank you for letting me to get the word out. Every local area, by the way, has usually a dog training center that they can get involved with. If you just reach out to your county hospital, they will most likely know who to contact if you want to help with the dogs, if you have dogs that you think might work well. So call your county hospital, and they should be able to set you up.
Such very, very interesting news, and I have been in a hospital as a visitor when one of the dogs came around, and it is such, I don't want to say a distraction, but it takes the patient's mind to a different place, not so focused on suffering or pain or fear, and just takes them out of themselves. So
it's a magical thing. In these kind of situations, don't be afraid to use the word distraction. That's perfectly fine. It's okay to be distracted away from the pain and the discomfort and the fear and put your focus on something else. And that's exactly what they do. They draw the attention of the family and the patients, and it brings an immediate calming. We're starting, by the way, county hospitals, where a lot of these programs started, are collecting data where they're a lot of these patients are on monitors, right? And you can follow heart rate, blood pressure, temperature, all that kind of stuff at the nurse's station, right? So when the dogs go in, the nurses are reporting almost an immediate improvement in vital signs. So we're able to start documenting that it's not just an emotional connection. There is a physiological benefit to having an animal like a dog be present in a hospital room. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome, and my understanding of it is it goes both ways, that it is physical and psychological support to the dog, that the dog is contributing to a benefit to the world. It's amazing what kind of information and data can be gathered.
Yeah, most of the dogs that do well in these settings are either the real small ones that can be calm, but it's hard sometimes to find a calm, small dog. But the ones that do really well here, and I think you're right, are the working dogs. So your collies, your shepherds, you know, even some of the sporting dogs, like your labs, your golden retrievers, because they're so into pleasing, right? And for them, it's totally natural to come into a situation and try to calm and please the humans that they've associated with. So you're absolutely right. It actually is very good for the dog because the dog feels like they're doing exactly what they were meant to do. So you're right.
Right, right. Okay, so fabulous little bit of insight into this extracurricular activity. As
sure.
If you weren't doing enough, Dr. Smith, with all of your work at Life Extension, and now we know just a little bit more about you. So tell our listeners, well, let me see, how are we doing for time? We probably are not necessarily at a good spot to get into a whole new area of discussion. So one of the things that you can answer very quickly, because we have a break at 10:15, how long have you been with Life Extension?
Well, it's a funny story. So I'm going on my 10th year anniversary, actually. Real quick, though, when I came here, I was just going to come and learn about nutrition and supplements for about a year as a health advisor, and then go back to Texas to bring that into a internal medicine practice so I could be an integrative doctor. But that was 10 years ago. I've stayed the entire time because I really believe in the mission, the research, the education, the good products that Life Extension is putting out there, and I don't want to go anywhere else. So I stayed, and I'm approaching 10 years this April.
Well, congratulations, and a very pleasant, happy anniversary coming up for
you
with Life Extension in April. And I think that possibly what you see here in South Florida is a population that is literally hungering for quality information and quality substances that they can use on a regular basis to improve their picture of longevity and certainly their mobility and being able to rely on their brain function, their physical joint function, all of that. And so what we're going to do right now is take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimmerle. I'm speaking today very happily with Dr. Michael Smith, and he is the Senior Health Scientist for Life Extension. And stay tuned because we have lots more to come. We'll be right back.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimmerle. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up in the Greenland store in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. And she will be there from 11 to 2 to answer any questions you may have about any health concerns or health challenges that you may want to discuss with her. And our very special guest today is Dr. Michael Smith, who is with the Life Extension Company and has been with them for 10 years, celebrating his 10th year anniversary. And today we have four products that we're going to be speaking about. We're going to be speaking about Super Miraforte, Pregnenolone, 100 milligram, DHEA, 25 milligram, and Skin Restoring Phytoceramides. So without any further ado, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Well, we're going to have to, in order to get through the discussion on all of those products, turn it right back to Dr. Michael Smith, our very special guest today. I know that I speak to a lot of gentlemen that as they age, certainly hormone imbalance is a big issue, and Life Extension's formula, Super Miraforte, is very focused on returning older gentlemen into that proper hormone balance. Dr. Smith, please tell our listeners how that Super Miraforte works and who are candidates to use it.
Well, yeah, sure. So let's talk about the candidates to use this product first. We know that by the age of 70, most men are producing 60% less testosterone than they did at age 40. And that's just an average, right? Everybody's different. For some, it might be 80%. For some, it might be 50%. That's why blood testing is so important to know where your levels are. But the main message here is that starting probably in your mid-30s, early 40s, us guys, we're not making the testosterone like we used to. And we start noticing, as a matter of fact, if you think about the different symptoms and signs and symptoms of low testosterone, that could be erectile dysfunction, an increase in body fat, especially around, you know, the waist. You can even have some breast tissue forming, you know, just loss of strength and stamina. I mean, those are all signs and symptoms of low testosterone. And as a clinician, that's about what I start seeing in men in their 40s, right? So I think there's good evidence that, you know, when we're approaching 40 years old, we need to start thinking about where is, you know, our testosterone level. How are the other hormones balanced with the testosterone? Those are important questions to start answering. And so I think the first thing before we get into candidates for this product is, you know, I would like your listeners, you know, to know that, you know, if you're a man at you know, in your 40s, it's time to start doing at least yearly hormone testing. And, you know, however you want to do that, saliva, blood, I prefer blood. I think it's easier to interpret. But however you want to do that, to start capturing, you know, your baseline levels in your 40s is really important, because that's going to make hormone replacement therapy, if that's what you want to do later in life, easier. Now, this product, Super Miraforte, is perfect, by the way, for the guy in their 40s, right? Because you may not be ready to take testosterone hormone. You might think, I'm too young for that. I don't need that. I'd like to talk to you. I think maybe you're misguided there, but if that's the case, this is the perfect product for you. What this product is designed to boost free testosterone levels without taking hormones. And so it's a great product for that younger man in their 40s who doesn't want to start hormone replacement yet, but does understand the need for optimal testosterone levels. If we could just take a moment, you know, before diving into the product and talk a little bit more about testosterone, and some of the things that happen when it becomes too low. You know, in your 40s, you know, I if you start lowering testosterone levels, I already mentioned a few things, body fat increases, stamina, strength all decreases. But there's another thing I want to mention here. This is based off great research coming out of Harvard. Dr. Morgenthaler, who's a nephrologist and a kind of a hormone specialist for men. He's done a lot of research looking at prostate health, testosterone levels, and all of his research really does support the idea that when it comes to prostate health, it's low testosterone that really puts men at risk for developing enlarged prostates and even prostate cancer. So it's important to understand that low testosterone isn't just an issue of how you feel and how you look, like with body fat. It also can have a major impact on your risk for prostate issues. So it's very important, in my opinion, to keep testosterone levels at an optimal range, even as you go from your 40s to your 50s to your 60s. It's very important. I think it's begin with getting your levels tested, do that yearly to follow it, and at some point have a conversation with your doctor about just simply doing testosterone replacement. But if you don't want to do that, and that's fine, right? There are some people who just don't want to do hormones, and I get that. Or maybe they want to do it later in life. That's fine. That's where Super Miraforte comes in, because it's a non-hormonal way. It's a natural way using extracts, plant-based extracts, to actually increase free testosterone. And it does it in a variety of ways, and it's probably easier for me to describe this if we simply kind of go through the ingredients. It's a formulation, so there's multiple ingredients in this product. The first one, or the first two, I'll clump these together, is chrysin and nettle root extracts. Those two natural extracts work together to decrease the conversion of testosterone into estrogen. And that's really probably the number one driving mechanism for lowering testosterone in men. When we're young and when we're in our 20s and even in our 30s, the testosterone that we produce in our body, very, very little of it turns into estrogen. So when I, when I'm in my 20s and I'm looking good and I have energy and I had all those muscles, that was a long time ago, and I can remember back to those days, when I made, 100 units of testosterone, I kept most of those 100 units as testosterone. So I had a lot of energy. I looked good. My waist size was down. But as I move into the 30s and I move into my 40s, the body, physiologically speaking, at the cellular level, starts to change. And I start converting more of that testosterone into estrogen. So out of those 100 units of testosterone that I might produce in my 40s, maybe I only keep 50 of them as testosterone, and then I convert 50 of those units into estrogen. So what we start to see is a testosterone to estrogen ratio that begins to decrease, meaning I'm losing testosterone but gaining estrogen. And it's that ratio, that drop in that testosterone to estrogen ratio, that really is probably the underlying mechanism to many of the signs and symptoms. As estrogen levels go up in men and testosterone drops, that's going to put on body fat. That's going to affect the prostate in a negative way. That's going to make it harder to keep my muscles toned. That even begins to affect my mood and my cognition and my memory. So very important that men keep a balanced testosterone to estrogen ratio. Very, very important. And that's what the two ingredients I'm talking about here, chrysin and nettle root. Great research. Tons of laboratory and clinical research that shows that these two ingredients can prevent testosterone from turning into estrogen. So as your body in your 40s is still making some testosterone, if you take this product, you're going to keep more of it as testosterone. You're gonna keep a nice balanced testosterone to estrogen ratio, and you're gonna mitigate, decrease the risk of some of those body changes and prostate issues. So those are the first two ingredients there. A very natural way to keep testosterone high and estrogen low. The other
Dr.
ingredient
Smith?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Isn't this kind of just 180 degrees opposite what mainstream medicine preaches with regard to prostate health, that men, as they age, their prostates are much higher at risk, and ultimately dealing with prostate cancer. Mainstream medicine suppresses testosterone, which is just the opposite of what you're saying is necessary for maintaining healthy prostate function.
Yeah, we need to have a complete shift in our thinking about this. And again, this comes from solid research out of places like Harvard and Dr. Morgenthaler, very respected research. So this isn't some, you know, weird, you know, research going. I mean, this is solid, you know, peer-reviewed research that's going on and that's being published. So, well, think of it this way, all right? So when a guy is in his 20s, you know, you take a group of, you know, take 10,000 men in their at 25 years old. And at that age, they are pumping out the testosterone, right? The testosterone is flooding their system. Very little of it turns into estrogen. They got a high testosterone estrogen ratio. They look good. They feel good. What's the cancer rate for prostate in that group? It's about 1 or 2%.
Very low.
Yeah, very, very, very low. But yet now you change. Now take that same 10,000 guys and make them 45, right? So now they're still making a little bit of testosterone, but more of it's converting into estrogen. So their testosterone to estrogen ratio is decreasing. Their estrogen levels are coming up. What's the prostate cancer rate in that group? About 5 or 6%. And you could do this for, you know, now take that group and make them 50 and then make them 60. The point I'm saying is prostate cancer occurs in older and older men that have lower testosterone and higher estrogen. Good research is now showing it's the estrogen stimulation on the prostate gland that is causing the problem. It's the low testosterone estrogen ratio that's probably the risk factor for prostate cancer, not testosterone by itself. And, again, coming out of Harvard, clear, solid research shows that testosterone replacement therapy does not increase the risk of prostate cancer. Now, there's a caveat, there's a disclaimer with that. If you already have prostate cancer, then you don't want to do testosterone because at that point it can be a fuel. But the question is what causes prostate cancer to develop? What's the risk factor for it? It's not testosterone. It's probably, the research is saying, estrogen.
Such important information to be sharing with our listeners, crucially important, and to remind our listeners that at the Life Extension Foundation, you can have all of the blood testing that is so informative as the basis for making your decisions about where to proceed with support for hormones or actual hormone replacement therapy. Our very special guest today on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Dr. Michael Smith, Senior Health Scientist for Life Extension. We're going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, lots more information for scientifically supported information to enhance your good health. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm glad that I'm able to sit and relax and listen to this great information from Dr. Michael Smith. We have just been speaking about a product from Life Essential called Super Miraforte, which Dr. Michael Smith was kind enough to really expand upon the benefits and, of course, the ingredients that are found in this particular product from Life Extension. And the product itself is available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The bottle is 120 capsules. It has a suggested retail price of $62, and we have an everyday low price of only $37.29. So again, $37.29, and today, the 20th of January through the 31st, you will receive an additional 10% off on the everyday low prices, not only on Life Extension, but all the other fine products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We do have some exciting things going on today here. From 10:30 to 1:30, we have an in-store giveaway demo or demonstration from a company called Ridgecrest Herbals. We'll be giving away sample products of theirs. And tomorrow, we have the Pines Greens Company from 10:30 to 1:30 giving away samples of their products. And I know that we are always afforded the benefit of having Almond from Life Extension in here every Tuesday to help people with any Life Extension products they may have questions about. Right now, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
And talking with our very special guest, Dr. Michael Smith of the Life Extension Foundation, we're talking about hormones. And Dr. Smith, if you would tell our listeners who are candidates to use Life Extension's pregnenolone formula.
Yes, so pregnenolone is kind of what we call the mother hormone or the master hormone. So what that simply means is when the body converts cholesterol, which, by the way, is why you need cholesterol, right? So cholesterol is a good thing to have in your body. It converts first into pregnenolone, and then that initiates this whole cascade of the steroid hormones where you end up getting DHEA, testosterone, estrogen. You even get other types of hormones that are important to managing fluid in your body and et cetera, et cetera. So pregnenolone is, you know, really the master of that entire huge cascade that I had to memorize in medical school. And it's crazy the things they make you learn in medical school. But I like to think of pregnenolone in two different ways. The first way is think of it as that master hormone. So if you do some blood testing and you notice that maybe there's some imbalances in your steroid hormones, maybe you're a little low in if you're a woman, maybe you're a little low in progesterone, estrogen, whatever that may be, or maybe if you're a man, you're a little low in DHEA, testosterone. A great place to start, you know, keep it simple, might be simply to do pregnenolone. You know, initiate that hormone synthesizing cascade in the body, right? Let your body make those hormones and balance them naturally, and that's a great way to start. For most people, maybe 25 milligrams a day of pregnenolone, 50 milligrams a day, something along those lines, can often correct a lot of imbalances, especially when you're in your 30s and 40s and you start noticing either through lab work or through some of the symptoms, like if you're a guy, the body fat thing that we just talked about with estrogen. So that's a great place to start. But there's another important role for pregnenolone in the body. As a matter of fact, before scientists understood the role that pregnenolone played in making all those other hormones, pregnenolone was really considered a brain hormone. It was called a neurosteroid, a brain steroid, if you will. And it plays an incredible role in helping brain cells to mature, to develop, to make connections to other brain cells. And those connections are important. That's how we think and remember things and how we have cognition. And so pregnenolone is something that I also suggest for people maybe who are starting to have memory issues. You can't quite find your keys anymore. You're forgetting names. great place to start is with the hormone pregnenolone. So and we often in the hormone industry, if you will, when we start talking about hormones, we forget about pregnenolone. We go right to the main guys, testosterone, estrogen, DHEA, and that's fine. But really, maybe we need to back up the conversation and talk about pregnenolone first, because it plays such a role in balancing the other hormones and also has a role in your brain. So fabulous hormone to consider supplementing with.
Such important information for our listeners, and just a support to the perspective that, yes, indeed, you must have hormone balance in order to have proper brain chemistry function. You must have colon chemistry balance in order to have proper brain chemistry function. So many different subtle connections that people do need to learn about in order to correct and support overall good health. Okay, where does DHEA come in?
Well, DHEA, so part of that steroid hormone cascade, right? So pregnenolone basically makes a split in the body towards, like, the estrogens, the progesterones, and then the other line that it does is it goes down what we call the androgens, and that's your DHEA and testosterone. What's interesting about DHEA, though, by the way, I consider DHEA to be the true anti-aging hormone. And the reason I say that is when you look at that hormone cascade, you know, that starts, you know, cholesterol, pregnenolone, and then all the others, DHEA is kind of in the middle. DHEA can also convert into estrogen if you need it. It can also convert into testosterone if you need it. So it's kind of like in the middle of this cascade. But beyond the effect that DHEA can have on the other hormones, DHEA plays an important role in muscle mass, metabolism, and the immune system. And if you look at, you know, if you were to try to define what aging is, and there's a lot of different really smart people out there who really study why we age and how to manage that better and even reverse it in some cases. And there's a lot of different definitions of what age really is. But when you look at it from just my body, you know, when I get older or when we all get older, we start noticing things like less muscle mass, more body fat. We start noticing issues with our immune system. Maybe the immune system's not as strong. That's why the flu can be so devastating in older people, et cetera. Well, if that's how we can define aging, or at least one way that we can define aging, is just simply the changes that we see and express in our bodies, well, DHEA is the hormone that handles those. So as DHEA drops as you get older, as you move from your 40s to your 50s, the immune system weakens. You get more fat instead of muscle. Your metabolism slows. That's all signs of and symptoms of aging. So DHEA, if we can optimize that hormone in people better, if we can, and it's easy to do. It's over the counter. You don't need a prescription for it. You take DHEA, you optimize those levels, and now you improve the immune system. You improve metabolism. You improve muscle mass. And then you also help the other hormones like estrogen and testosterone. So that's why I call DHEA the true anti-aging hormone, and it's a great one to start with. You know, again, if you're noticing issues with your hormones, you've done a test maybe a couple years in a row and things are starting to get imbalanced and you're starting to see a drop, you know, maybe consider pregnenolone and then right away throw some DHEA in there. What's really nice about pregnenolone and DHEA is they're both over-the-counter. You know, easy to do. You go into the store, you can buy them. Pregnenolone, 25 to 50 milligrams a day. DHEA, about the same thing, 25 to 50 milligrams a day. Right there, if you start taking those in your 40s and 50s, you can avoid a lot of those imbalances that really cause problems when you're in your 60s and 70s. So DHEA is a central hormone for people to really keep an eye on.
So should people consider beginning the pregnenolone and the DHEA together? Should they make sure that they have their blood tested so they see where their pregnenolone and DHEA levels are before they begin using?
Absolutely. Great question. Yeah, I think it's very important if you're going to do any hormone therapy, whether it's over-the-counter or by prescription, that you know your baseline levels and you're going to be committed to following your hormone levels just to make sure everything is staying in optimal ranges and staying in balance. You don't want to be, and unfortunately a lot of Americans are like this. I'm sure there are life extension customers that have, you know, our doctors have suggested DHEA because you know, maybe they got a baseline test, like one test, right? And DHEA was low and they were starting to see some imbalances. So they say, hey, get on 25 milligrams of DHEA. So they start doing that and then they just kind of forget about it. And they take DHEA every day and they never test their hormone levels again. That's not a good approach, right? We always want to make sure that the hormones we're putting into our system, again, whether prescription or over the counter, are going down the right pathways. They're balancing things correctly. So yes, get a baseline test. Pregnenolone and DHEA are great hormones to start with, but then be committed to following your levels once, twice a year, you know, depending on your situation, to make sure that, your body is metabolizing them correctly and that there's appropriate balance in levels. So that's very important. Good question.
And so they can come to Life Extension and have those two hormones tested. Do you suggest any other hormones to be tested if you're monitoring pregnenolone and DHEA, or can you just
You can actually come into Life Extension and just say, I just want my DHEA check, and that's fine. But that's not the way to do it personally. I think what we have set up at Life Extension are what we call hormone panels. So there's a female hormone panel and a male hormone panel. And within that panel, you're getting all of the major hormones that we're going to want to see in that hormone cascade that I mentioned before. So you're going to test pregnenolone, DHEA, a couple different forms of estrogen, testosterone, free testosterone. For men, the PSA is even thrown in there. Progesterone is in there. So I think that's a better way to do it because, again, all of these hormones are connected. That's an important point to remember. Cholesterol turns into pregnenolone, and then pregnenolone turns into all these different hormones. So everything's connected, right? You mentioned that before. There's a connection between body parts. There's a connection between the hormones. So I wouldn't test in isolation. I wouldn't just test pregnenolone unless I was doing something real specific for somebody. Instead, I would just look at the whole panel of hormones to make sure everything's in line when you start replacing them. But yeah, I think that's a better approach.
So important for people to understand that connection, and that when you support or interfere with one hormone, it has an impact not only on your other hormones, but on other functions in your body. So that balance, that attention to the overall picture, the holistic picture, if you will, and so important. And you can find out about testing the male panel of hormones at Life Extension as well as female panel of hormones at Life Extension. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our very special guest joining Mr. Al Foreman and me today, Dr. Michael Smith, a senior health scientist for Life Extension. And absolutely, Dr. Michael Smith filling us in on incredibly important details on how to support our best approach to aging. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned for more.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We're coming up on our last segment, and we have been speaking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension. The two products that I want to cover, or that Dr. Smith covered in its entirety, and the many benefits, are DHEA 25 milligram. And this comes in a bottle of 100 capsules, has a suggested retail of $14, and we have an everyday low price here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center of only $8.49. On the product that is a companion product to the DHEA, the pregnenolone, 100 milligram, is a bottle of 100 capsules with a manufacturer suggested retail of $30, which we here at Save-A-Lot sell at only $17.99. So these two particular products, in addition to the other Life Extension products that we have, will be an additional 10% off today through January 31st. So again, everything here with our everyday low price, you'll receive an additional 10% off. There is still one more product we're going to cover, but first I want to remind our listeners, right now going on here, we're giving away Ridgecrest Herbal products from the representative from Ridgecrest until 1:30 today. And tomorrow we have the Pines Greens Company giving away sample products from 10:30 to 1:30 as well. The last product we have time to cover is going to be the Life Extension Skin Restoring Phytoceramides. And I want to thank Dr. Smith now for the great information he's been able to share with us and for everything else that goes along with all the work and research that has been done by Life Extension over many years. Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
And thanks, Al. Very exciting stuff happening right now at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And keep in mind that I'll be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 4 to 8 today. So come on in and talk to me about hormones, talk to me about heart health, all of the different concerns that you might have with regard to your nutrition status and anti-aging. That's kind of the focus of what we're talking about today. So we've got these hormones very, very nicely supported. We feel fabulous. Our muscle tone is good. Our energy is wonderful. And now we want to look good. Dr. Smith, tell our listeners how skin restoring phytoceramides will help our listeners look good.
Yeah, I do great. This is one of my favorite ingredients because it was one of the first ingredients that really came about from this movement in skincare products, which is kind of a movement a little bit away from topical lotions and focusing more on what we call the beauty within. Instead of putting ingredients on top of your skin, we're now formulating them in oral capsules and tablets because we feel that that's probably one of the best ways to really bring the nutrients that your skin needs up, into the skin, because some of those topical ingredients just don't really absorb as well as we would like to think. And so the ceramides were one of the first products that kind of came out in this beauty within category, and I find them fascinating. Real quickly, it's a simple concept here. Ceramides are a type of fat, right? And the primary job of the ceramide in your skin is to hold skin cells together tightly. And what that does is it keeps the water or the moisture content in the deeper levels. As we get older, the problem is those ceramides begin to decrease and break down. So the skin cells begin to separate. The deep moisture content in our skin begins to be lost into the environment. And we start seeing the signs of that low moisture content. So we start seeing the wrinkles and the sagginess. And basically what happens is without water, all of the collagen breaks down, the elastin breaks down, and your skin starts to show that. You start to see the wrinkles and stuff. So what we want to do, in a sense, it's funny, we were talking about hormone replacement therapy. Well, this product is ceramide replacement therapy. What you're doing is you're taking the ceramides in an oral capsule, and your body then seeds it up into the skin, and it starts to fuse those skin cells together, so you're going to hold the moisture in. In my opinion, if you do this, if you do the ceramide replacement therapy, all of the other topical products that you do will work better. So if you like to do an antioxidant cream or you got some good moisturizers, don't stop taking those. Those are important. But the ceramides, by locking the moisture in deep, are going to help those other products to work better, and you really are going to see quite a difference. So, yeah, this is ceramide replacement therapy for the skin. It's about moisturization in the skin, keeping the water content deep where it needs to be, and you're going to see outward improvements pretty quickly with this product.
Okay, outward improvement very quickly. That's what we love. And
yeah, right.
So if someone has been dealing with diagnosis of skin cancer or having multiple little spots removed on a regular basis, is it safe and okay for them to use the skin-restoring phytoceramides?
Yeah, it's perfectly safe. I don't think the ceramides are going to have much effect on their issue, but it's perfectly safe to take the ceramides. Since you brought it up, I actually would suggest something else for people like that. If you're dealing with some skin, we have to be careful how we talk, right, about products and claims.
We
and stuff.
Do.
But if you are somebody who's having some, let's just say, significant skin issues, ceramides are fine. That's good. That's still going to help your skin. But there is a form of vitamin B3, nicotinamide, that you can also take in a multivitamin. Life Extension offers it in a product called Shade Factor. That actually is really good for protecting the DNA of skin cells. So maybe for that person you're describing, it's ceramides just to help with moisturization, but nicotinamide to help protect the skin cell DNA. That would be a good combination.
Okay, so people have a very, very nice profile on how to begin supporting the overall health of their skin. Protection, protection, protection. That's the name of the game. Certainly we are exposed to ultraviolet rays that have the potential to do damage. And we're exposed to a lot of things that literally rob our bodies of free radical scavenging nutrients. So by addressing support to the DNA with the nicotinamide, with the D3, and certainly locking in moisture at a deeper level with the phytoceramides, you get this overall benefit to the health of your skin. Not only is your skin going to look better, feel plumper, so to speak, you are also creating this background of protection for those overall skin cells. Okay, Dr. Smith, here's the big question for you.
Okay.
What's the best part of all the things you do at Life Extension?
That is a good question, right? We all like to talk about ourselves. So I think, honestly, the reason I've stayed so long, right, because remember, I wasn't planning on staying at Life Extension that long, right? I was going to learn about nutrients, you know, soak it all in, because as a medical doctor, we don't learn a lot of this stuff in medical school, right? We're so into the diseases and the drugs and surgery. I mean, you don't really learn about nutrition and nutrients. So I came to Life Extension just to learn about that and then go back to Dallas and open up an integrative practice. But I stayed here, and again, approaching 10 years, and I think ultimately is because I get to be an educator. You know, before I went to medical school, I was a teacher. I was an eighth grade earth science teacher. And so I think at my heart of everything I do is I want to educate. And that's the role I've taken on here at Life Extension as the not just the senior scientist but also the national spokesperson. I get to come on shows like yours. I get to travel the country doing lectures. I do some TV stuff. I get to write e-books and actual published books. So it's just all teaching and disseminating information. But the part of it that I really, really like is helping people to understand complex science in a way that allows them to apply it in their daily lives today. That's really kind of the thing I focus on, is taking the science and making it relatable for people. And that's, I think, an important connection that we do really well here at Life Extension. So, yeah, I guess I just like the teaching part of it.
Janet, let me interject that the people listening that want to know the price of this skin-restoring phytoceramides. Comes in a bottle of 30. And we're speaking about one capsule a day. The manufacturer suggested retail is $25. Save-A-Lot has an everyday low price of $14.99. And again, from today through the end of January, you'll receive an additional 10% off the everyday low price of not only all the Life Extension products, but everything we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7. And Jenna, I know you're going to be here today from 4 to 8. We look forward to your visit here, as we do every time you're here. And Dr. Smith, you've been a wealth of knowledge that we really appreciate you sharing with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And Janet, I'll turn it back to you.
And to Dr. Smith, I hope in all of his travels he gets to travel over to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and meet all of us there and the incredibly great staff at Save-A-Lot. And thank you again for joining us for the hour. We learned a little bit about you, and we learned lots about Life Extension research and products. So thanks for joining us.
Well,
and
thank you.
To our listeners, we are off for the week, but you can hear us again tomorrow morning. And on Monday at 10, we'll be back with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.